The death of a three-month-old baby girl who was attacked and killed by the family dog in her home in Clashmore, County Waterford on Monday night generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. All papers report that the little girl was treated at the scene by emergency services before being pronounced dead at Cork University Hospital. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on analysis by the Society of Actuaries in Ireland, which found that Irish men who contract COVID-19 are at least 25% more likely to die from the virus than women, a finding which is consistent with the experience of most other countries where data is available. Tánaiste Éilí Varadkar is asking NPHET to consider a phased return to the office in August, which is a month earlier than had been planned. That's according to Senan Maloney's lead story in today's Irish Independent, in which he quotes Mr. Varadkar saying that it would make more sense to have office workers settled into their new routine back in the office before schools and colleges return in September. The Irish Examiner bases its lead story today on comments made by Carol Coulter, the director of the Child Care Law Reporting Project, in which she observes that Tusla is in a bind when it comes to securing mental health supports for children. Since the agency is not a provider of mental health services, she says that Tusla often ends up desperately begging for help from the HSE and the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, which may never arrive. Ms. Coulter made her comments as she published details of the latest batch of 53 reports from the project. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on the three-year suspended jail sentence given in Uri Crown Court yesterday to 36-year-old Gary Chambers, who admitted to causing grievous bodily harm to Pascal Morgan, a 49-year-old father of two in Kilkeel, County Down in July 2019. A sectarian hate crime motivation was originally considered as an aggravating factor, but was not proceeded with. Mr. Morgan still suffers from severe nerve pain, numbness, headaches and memory loss as a result of the attack. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the fallout from the resignation of three DUP members, councillors Glyn Hannah and Catherine Owen, and former election candidate Diane Forsyth are all quoted saying that they have little faith in the probe launched by DUP deputy leader Paula Bradley into their allegations of bullying and sexism. Suzanne Breen also reports that another DUP member, Roberta McNally, also quit the party yesterday. And finally, yesterday's reopening of outdoor drinking and dining generates a number of pictures on the front of today's papers. Miglay Ryan, the manager of the bestseller cafe on Dawson Street in Dublin, is pictured serving customers on the front of The Independent. The Times runs with an image of people drinking and dining in the sunshine in Temple Bar in Dublin, while The Examiner opts for a shot of sheep farmer Joe Kelly outside the top of the Coombe Bar in Kilgarvan, County Kerry, with a pint of stout in one hand and a lamb in the other.